Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Before we talk Brewers this afternoon, and we will be doing that with the Brewers president and head of operations, Rick Schlesinger, at 5:30, so don't go anywhere. Before we get to that fun, we've been talking about Donald Trump's war on data and war on independent, objective, expert data collection, analysis, and transparent, accurate, non-distorting reporting. Remember when DHHS put out a report that was filled with non-existent research that they apparently wrote with AI? I mean, this is what we're talking about. And most recently, Donald Trump had fired the longtime head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which is an essential organization for both the private sector, every business owner, for government, and every level of government, because governments use this data, including your state and local government. It is essential. They help calculate the CPI, which helps impact Fed interest rate policy, which is, of course, what Donald Trump wants to now control the Fed with. We could go on. I've got a special guest with me. She's helping us understand these implications. She is Sarah Estep of the Center for American Progress Action Fund. She's an economist there. Before I kick this to explain to us how it trickles into state level and local level decision making and the industries here that are at risk, here's just a couple of things conservative economists have said about this guy. This is from a guy from the American Institute for Economic Research, David Herbert. This is a conservative, Republican-leaning organization. I've been on several programs with him at this point and have been impressed by two things: his inability to understand basic economics and the speed with which he's gone MAGA. Kyle Pomerleau, an economist at AEI, again, Republican-leaning conservative think tank, said this: he's either shown a complete misunderstanding of economic data and principles, or he's showing a willingness to treat his audience with contempt and mislead them. These statistics are not meant to be in service of any president. They're not meant to be in the service of any administration. This is essential economic data that is intertwined with policymaking in the public and private sector. We cannot be fooling around with that for partisan reasons. Preston Caldwell, senior economist at Morningstar. First impressions here. This guy has an extreme degree of partisan motivation, which impacts how he interprets facts. And the Wall Street Journal's editorial board, last but certainly not least, very right-leaning, very, very, very conservative, said this in what is perhaps the understatement of the century: Mr. Antoni's commentary at Heritage has been highly partisan, but the BLS job demands nonpartisan professionalism. Yeah, the height of understatement. Sarah, how do states and local governments use this data? So why is it important to Wisconsin? And what Wisconsin industries and businesses could be most directly impacted if this data becomes unreliable?
Yeah, so we have tons of statistics outside of the federal unemployment rate or CPI that the BLS produces. So I think a big one is the local area unemployment statistics and the state unemployment rates. Those influence things like your unemployment insurance triggers, which means whenever we are in a recession, that allows us to extend the period of time that people can claim unemployment when they need it. If that doesn't happen, when we're in a recession, we're in a big, big trouble. That could definitely hit states if we lose our state unemployment statistics. Those have already been at risk because the BLS funding has been so crunched over the past, I would say, better part of 15 years. Since 2010, there's been a massive decline in BLS funding. And in the most recent fiscal year, there's been another 8% cut proposed. So we're really looking at potentially losing some of these statistics, like the job openings and labor turnover survey, which tell us about job openings, layoffs, quits, different measures that we use to analyze the market. We are at risk of losing some of our geographic data, which definitely affects Wisconsinites. And then whenever we're talking about industry level data, I mean, if we're thinking about the industries that could potentially be hit the hardest by inaccurate CPI data or inaccurate labor market data. I'm really thinking about the ones that have been hit hardest by tariffs. So let's think about different goods producing and transportation and warehousing types of industries. I think those would be a major risk because they are trying to figure out how to respond with their inventories as we're seeing these tariffs hit. And they're, one of the ways to understand that is by seeing how our consumer prices change. And so whenever they don't have that information, it can be really risky. On top of that, the financial services industry is at major risk for obvious reasons. If you have a retirement account, if you collect Social Security, if you are hit by a recession and you become unemployed to no fault of your own and you need to claim unemployment insurance and we don't know we're in a recession, and then your unemployment insurance claim is not extended, that's a huge problem. That's and just Sarah, a few ways.
Yeah. And Sarah, I didn't actually intend to ask you sort of a gotcha question, but your answer gets to the point that I was driving at. And there is no industry, there is no business, there is no market that will not be impacted considerably and negatively if the data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics specifically, and again, Sarah expertly described the many, many kinds of data. If we can no longer rely on that, it will be bad for all of us, especially if you've got a young person that's heading off to college or university and wants to know, hey, what's the booming sector that I should go get a job in? That's one of the big ones, folks. Thank you so much, Sarah Estep from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. When we come back, we're going to listen to me telling the future a few months ago about this very data problem on this very show. And we're going to discuss how all of these attacks on data were all spelled out in Project 2025. Donald Trump just doing the bidding of his billionaire overlords. We discuss more on the other side. Stay tuned. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.